Wonder why. One eye survived another 4 years, suffering strokes, yet recovering slowly every time. Seldom did he leave the house we built for him and Goda. Mostly he tinkered with his black spear, while Goda hovered around and fussed. He fussed right back and never stopped worrying about Tobo's education. Once again, Tobo was smothered in parents, both real and surrogate. He studied with One Eye. He studied with Lady. He studied with Long Shadow and Master Centaraxita, with the Radisha and the Prabhrindra Dra, and with the masters of our adoptive world. He studied hard and well and much, much more than he wanted. He was very talented. He was what his great-grandmother Hong Tre had foreseen. The captured all returned to us, except for those who died beneath the plane. But even the best of them, Murgan, Lady, the captain, were strange and deeply changed. Fey. But we were changed as well, by life, so that those of us they remembered at all were almost alien to them. A new order came into being. It had to be. Someday we will cross the plain again. Water sleeps. For now I just rest, and indulge myself in writing, in remembering the fallen, in considering the strange twists life takes, in considering what plan God must have if the good are condemned to die young while the wicked prosper, if righteous men can commit deep evil while bad men demonstrate unexpected streaks of humanity. Soldiers live and wonder why. Chapter 99. The great general started south through the Don de Preche moments after the protector abandoned him so she could make more speed. Consequently, he met Soulcatcher on the southern side of the summit just a week later. She talked to herself continuously in a committee of voices while she was awake and gibbered in tongues during her brief bouts of sleep. Mogaba thought the Daughter of Night seemed smugly pleased in the moment before she collapsed from exhaustion.
"Kill them,"
Mogaba urged the moment he had Soulcatcher's ear and a bit of privacy.
"Those two can be nothing but trouble, and there's no way you can profit from keeping them around."
"Possibly true." The Protector's voice was a sly one. "But if I'm clever enough, I can use the girl to tap into Kina's power the way my sister did."
"If there's one thing I've learned from a life noteworthy for its regiments of disappointments, it's that you can't rely on cleverness. You're a powerful woman now. Kill them while you can. Kill them before they find a way to turn the tables. You don't need to become any stronger. There's no one in this world capable of challenging you."
"There's always someone, Mogaba."
"Kill them. They sure won't waste a second on you."
Soulcatcher approached the Daughter of Night, who had not moved since her collapse.
"My dear sweet niece wouldn't harm me."
The voice she chose could have been that of a naive 14-year-old responding to the charge that her 25-year-old lover was interested in only one thing.